Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 3rd, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Tanono Kawande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the election of mayors in various towns and cities.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 mmWave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can get us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about local authorities as they elect new mayors following the July 30th general elections.
Harare councillors today elected a new mayor, Herbert Gomba, of the MDC Alliance. Gomba will be deputized by Enoch Mpamawonde. Though a ceremonial mayor, Gomba is expected to cater for all Zimbabweans in the city with at least 2 million people.
In the southwestern parts of the country, Bulawayo councillors are expected to elect a mayor tomorrow amid friction between local residents and a local councillor who asked to be sworn in Shona.
Mayors play a critical role in enhancing service delivery while closely following party ideologies. Zimbabwe's two major cities are under the control of the MDC Alliance, led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa, who contested the July 30th presidential election.
Will the mayors and councillors cater for the needs of local people?
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Yohambe mahlaba zulinal njalo lapho khona endaweni zonke ke zomhlaba. Lamhla ke sikhuluya ngokwenziwa ngamameya njalo kungenziwa la ngamakansila endaweni ezijeneyo. Sizwile ke ukuthi lamhlanje kukhethwe umeya edolobheni leHarare. Umeya ke lo ubaba uGomba uvela kuMDC Alliance. So ke udebutazwa futhi ngumuntu ovela kuMDC Alliance. Kuna ngale ke eHarare MDC Alliance yanqoba sibili unyomalisayo. Kwaba le city eyodwa nje kuphela lapho kwangena khona umuntu obebandla leZANU PF. Kuzokubuya ke uBulawayo khona ngale ke bakhetha omeya kusasa. Lapha ke omeya bakhethwa ngamakansela, amakansela oBulawayo angu 29. So ke singazi ukuthi bakhetha bani kodwa sikubonayo bakhona abanye abaningi abafuna ukuthi bangene kube ngomeya. Sikhuluma nje ke kulokuxoxozela okuthize koBulawayo lapho ke omunye womakansela ocele ukuthi athathe isifungo sehofisi ngesifona kodwa ke akusahambanga kuhle kwabanye abantu abathi kwenza into embi kakhulu ngawe ufunge ngesiNdebele kumbe ngesikhiwa. Yeso ke kunjalo kodwa ke ncaso sikhangela sibi lamakansela labo meya benzelani phela amadolobha onke lawo. Kujalo kwa
wate. Makali kwa juwe. Na sinya edu ya famba ya shika kujwa na wanu. Saka nasi uno makansela omu Harare wa saru za mea wawo mucha unowa wa Herbert Gomba we MDC Alliance. Ndi wanenge wachibatirwa na wa Enoch Mpamawonde. Basa ramea basa rinueta sokuti netse nukuti unuwa nika uri pakati ne pakati pemapato anenge ezo matonge renyika. Siva nutati sokwa kutuwaite basa rao vasinga pasanizi vasinga saruzi kuti uyu nduwe mabato ripi uyu nduwe mabato ripi. Kublawayo vacha saruza vomea mangwana sipa panenyanu mtauro. Pamsoro pomwe kansela akaramba kutora miku yake ne churungu achiti unoda kutora miku yake ne Shona. Yaka do itanyaya kaya neza shukuru. Saka chota risala kutikuda pangwe zusha gadiri swa basari kwetu haro shakanaka. Saka tinoda kutititarise nyayaya makanzula akatore swa miko. Nema kanzula akatore swa miko mangwana. Nema mea akasaru zwa nasi. Nema mea achasaru zwa mangwana. Titarise basara abora wano ita. Kutipano kwa nisa kuita basara wa ere. Kauti wacha ita basara wa shakana kere. Basi nga kanga niswi. Nile zwa matonge ronyika zwa mapato ima kanzura akawa sarudza ndoa nyayati wada kutarisa yoyo tino imba kutu mchakpanisa kutifonera wu tinzwe pa mumirene zvitari siro zvenyu kuvaranda veguta sezvata taura vakasarudzwa nevachasarudzwa mangwana ndizvo zvodhuve.
As we mentioned, there's a councillor in Bulawayo, Councillor Arnold Batirai. So for the video of him, let's just listen to what he was saying with the, those people that were actually, you know, they were, some of them were told they were very angry over what he wanted to do. Let's just listen. So that is the Councillor Batirai there. So he's tackling with the local people. They are saying what you're trying to do is not right.
Some of these things are just a little bit off kilter, because they can cause a lot of other problems that are really not necessary at all. But anyway, let's see what happens and how the city fathers handle the situation. Maybe they can reprimand him or whoever was at fault.
I was talking to Mr. Kutakapulu of the Democratic Alliance, Democratic Party. So we are saying he talked to him and he wants to write an apology. He says as a leader he did the wrong thing, so he wants to apologize. I guess maybe he's going to send the apology as soon as possible, maybe by tonight or tomorrow. So he says as a leader he could have behaved in a much better way.
That's a good start.
Looking at what is happening in Bulawayo as well, we know that Mr. Nelson Chamisa's MTC Alliance actually won all the seats, you know. And out of these 29 seats, there are some people who want to be mayors. One of them is Solomon Mkuni. Mkuni is roughly between 34 and 35 years old. He's a lawyer and he wants to be a mayor. So the other person that wants to be a mayor is Mr. Norman Nhlabano. Norman has been, he's a veteran political activist, you know, based in Bulawayo. Then these two have got their own fellows that they want to interact with. So we are told that Solomon Mkuni wants to run with Ndandu Ngube, and then we've got Nhlabano wants to run with Chinashe Kambaram. So according to some people in the MTC Alliance, Solomon Mkuni was chosen by Chamisa. So we tried to confirm this with the party, but people didn't want to say a lot of things. But something that is well known. So I talked to councillors as well. They're saying, well, they're going to see what they can do tomorrow. They couldn't tell me exactly who they're going to vote for. So they're keeping their cards next to their chest.
These are some of the things that might just, you know, sort of ruffle people's feathers a little. Because you want to give authority for these kind of things where it belongs. There are people who might really feel that the party leader should stand back and let the people, the councillors who were elected, do the work. We don't want a situation where people start saying that people are being imposed. I think we have gone through that a lot of
times. But that's politics.
Unfortunately.
So politics goes that way. So let's see what people are saying, you know, on Facebook about some of these issues before we get one of our callers. Kumlan Ngobe says, I'm here today with you guys. I'm watching. Then Musa Masbugo is saying, this guy, Batirai, is not doing the right thing. And then Andrew Maramuize is also watching. So thank you so much, Andrew. I know him from long time.
Yes, that's
he's in Botswana, right?
Yes,
he's a journalist by profession. Thank you for joining us. Wait to see about our cool. So, Zuluganda was telling this to Mazelin Nombolo Zenu. Kalfun did talk a lot to Kunapa, Kunamanje, who VO is Studio 7, Stokang Unne, Pedasali, Paulela, and Officer Utilutole. So, Lamtak is Tokang, whatever Lulu, Logutu, Timo, Ama Mayor, Emma Tulopin, Kobla, Gambian, Genovani, Kulama Mata, Funumuntu, Oma Veli, and Oleo, Kobla, Kubakuna, Abanavati, I. Akulandaba umuntu nje angangena iyalale siyabona kulomnumzana ugomba usengene lesikhundleni lesi so ugomba ke usekelwa ngubaba Enoch Mpamawonde ye la sephakathi konapho so ke bonke laba ngabe MDC Alliance so sifuna ukuzwa ngani ke ukuthi omeya laba lama councilor azalenzelani kunjalo ke mfowethu
tiyoda kunzwa kuti tiyibone kuti muharare umu zvatoitika zvapera meya wasarudzwa tiyoda kuti tinzwe kuti vanotarisira chinyi nekuti Harare yagara ichiita ma zvinhu zvinonetsa kwenguva yakareba tinoda kuona kuti rwendo runoro zvinhu zvichatanga kufamba zvakanaka here pasina kukakavadzana kunoita zvematongero enyika nekuti mameya anga ari muHarare anga achikombrena nenyaya yekuti uku hurumende inopindira kana iri local government ukuwo mapato ezvematongero enyika avanenge vachitsigira kana kuti vachitevera achipindira saka vanga vachiita zvokuti vanobatwa vari pakati nepakati saka tinoda kuona kuti Harare ichazvifambisa sei kubva nhasi kuzvinovatwa meya mutsva namakanzura matsva kuti basa remuHarare richafamba zvakanaka
so one of the most problematic things in Harare are vendors and they consider that as problematic but that's a situation you know pertaining to the economy so we don't know whether these new councillors will actually run with the police since it is an MDC territory or not so all those questions we hope that our guests are going to answer or respond to some of those questions. So now, I guess maybe we are trying to get hold of them, and the phones are not going through, but hopefully we'll get them.
Yes.
So you can talk to people and ask them maybe to come to the Shona VOA Studio 7 page.
Pane ma message
you can read those messages. Yes.
Asi mazhinji avandi kungorakidza kuti vanhu vakatarisa vakaterera chirongwa havasati vatanga kutaura havo zvavanofunga nekuti kuda pamwe vanoda kunzwa kuti vachauya pachirongwa vachataura kuti chinyi asi tine vanhu vakawanda kubva kuJohannesburg kuna Thomas Matamba nadzo kuti masura sei vachimbare vasitole matanda vese vari kuti simbisa vachitikurudzira kuti tiite basa asi vakamirira kunzwa kuti vanhu vedu vatakaisapa pakutaura nesu vanoti chinyi vagokwanisa kupindura zvavanenge vanzwa
so I think we've got some other people that are sending messages. One of them is Mark Matiza. He says people must stop this kind of racist thing of fighting over tribal issues. So then Christopher Howard Masiza says, yeah, Zimbabwe is in a big fix. And then Mark Matt is back again. He says, we are all Zimbabweans. All languages are very special. So according to the Zimbabwe Constitution, there are 16 official languages. Mm-hmm. And out of these, you can speak one language or the other in any place that you wish. Mm-hmm. I guess we've got a caller, right?
Yes. Tinawa Presha Shimba. Rashimba, muri kutenza?
Riku kunzwai.
Makadini enyumu Harare umu.
Tino fara zvikuru kwakadini Washington DC.
Kuri nani makorokoto kagutara vana meya.
Ndizvo zvatanga tichishuwira tino fara nekuti guta refanhu kunzira nekutungamirwa necommission kuti ne vanhu vatakasarudza saka hano tinofara
sokuona nokuziva kwatinoita Harare yanga iri pakati pematambudziko akawanda wanda kubva kune zvemvura nemavendors vanotengesera mumigwagwa zvese zvanga zvichinetsa tichinzwa vamwe vachikomburana nenyaya yekuti hurumende inopindira norumwe rutivi mapati zvematongero enyika anopindira norumwe rutivi iko zvinezvi vashumba imimi semukuru weHarare Residents Trust imimi nevagari vemuHarare chii chamakatarisira pama kanzura matua maka saruzi haya na mea mchawi wa saruzo. Chicha maka charisira kuti chitwe no kutanga tanga kuti zvinhu zvitange kupinda mugwara.
Chekutanga kanzuru yeguta reHarare inofanirwa kumisa maprograms ese ehuori wanga uchiitwa nemakanselers newashandi weguta kunyanya mukutorwa kwenzvimbo dzinochengeta mvura atingati mawetlands nekutorwa kwenzvimbo dzezvikoro dzichiitwa dzimba kutorwa kwenzvimbo dzemakiriniki dzichiitwa dzimba uori hwacho hwanga huchiitwa nemakanselers anga achienda kunoshandisa masimba avo vachichinja nzvimbo idzodzo kuti dzizove nzvimbo dzavanopa vanhu vemapato avo kuti wawane rutsigiro saka wakatora nzvimbo dzakati wandei muguta reHarare dzatingati mawetlands nzvimbo dzisina kurongwa zvekuti imomo munzvimbo idzodzo maiita kuti vanhu vazhinji warasikirwe nenzvimbo dzezvikoro warasikirwe nenzvimbo dzemakiriniki saka idambudziko ratiri kuda kuti vagadzirise chechipiri vanofanirwa kugadzirisa nyaya yechisungo chavakaita gore radarika rekuti vanoda kuiunza maprepaid water meters kanzuru yeguta reHarare inofanirwa kudzima resolution iyoyo uye kana wakada kuti waroda kuenderera mberi nayo makambani akapiwa kuti awe anounza chirongwa ichi pane kambani yavachombo pane kambani yevatungamiri vamwe vemukanzuru makambani ose akapiwa programu iyoyo ngaitangwe patsva patsvagwe kuti zvakambofamba sei tiri kuti izvozvo zvinofanira kuferefetwa kuitira kuti wasaite basa rekupanana mabasa wachiunza projekti isingadikwi nevagari chechitatu vari kufanirwa kuunza mvura yakakwana kuvagari nekutakura marara iko zvino mumisha mizhinji haasi kutakurwa nekuda kwekuti zviri kunzi mota hadzizi kukwanirana isu tinoona dambudziko riripo nderekuti kanzuru haisi kusupervisor nekukontrola washandi wayo panyaya dzekutakurwa kwemarara ndo zvinhu zvandingati ndiyo nyaya zhinji uye kuti panoumbwa bhajeti reguta reHarare vagari havafanirwi kuita zvekuzongoudziwa bhajeti ratogadzirwa vagari vari kuda kuve pakati pekugadzirwa kwebhajeti ravo kubva kwekutanga kusvikira rapasiswa nekanzuru kwete kuti rigadzirwe nevashandi rozounzwa kuvagari iro ratopera kugadzirwa kare waiita zvibvumirano zvekuti vakwanise kuisa mari yakawanda muhomwe dzezvinhu zvinobhenefita washandi vakuru vemukanzuru saka kwatiri seHarare Residents Trust tiri kushuvira kuti kanzuru yedu yeguta reHarare inofanirwa kucherechedza kuti vagari ndiwo musimboti wekufambiswa kwembasa reguta
Moramba muri papo vashumba tine mibvunzo pane zvamataura zvezvezvo musabva pafoni tikudzoka kwamuri iko zvino izvi toda kumboenda kuBulawayo kuna
before that you can translate to
what Mr. Shumba is saying is that the first thing that has to be done by the new council city council and the mayor is to stop the practice of corruption. He says that there was just too much corruption in the city council and this resulted in the loss of a lot of land, what they call the wetlands, land that was earmarked for schools, land that was earmarked for clinics, but was eventually parceled out to members of political parties.
And you talked about wetlands as well, right?
Yes.
Corruption,
wetlands. He touched also on the hot potato of the prepaid water meters. It's one of the things that he wants to make sure that it's dealt with immediately. It seems to be a very, a cause of concern to many people in many cities. And he's complaining also about the refuse collection.
Yeah.
That has not been handled very, very well. So these are some of the major points that he is saying they want the city council, the new councillors and the mayor
to
deal with immediately.
So now we are joined by our second guest, and that is Mr. Tinashe Kambarami. He is in Bulawayo, he is one of the councillors. Kambarami, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, thank you so much.
So briefly, you are a new council, and what is your agenda like?
Hello?
As a new council, what is your agenda like? Have you set an agenda for residents?
Well, yes. A clean city. We make sure we think about the service delivery is the first thing. As we can get that is what we are supposed to be pushing. Abantu bevele damanzi akini kungabanga namanzi angcolile njengalokho sokusenzakala kwamanye kwezinye izigaba. Abantu bethole ama-services imali abazibhadalelayo ama-rates abawabhadalayo every month. Imigwaqo nemali abazibhadalayo zonke kuzinara konke khonokho kulungise. Bedrive emgwaqweni e-right engenamapotholo. Yikwezi ukukhangeleyo and besides that, we want to take our city to the next level. When we talk about modernization, our cities there to go Zimbabwe, we are way behind. We need to move from the analog era to the digital era. You visit other countries, you would see even a small town, Francistown. We used to visit Francistown. But right now, when you visit Francistown, we are going to admit you have chosen they are overseas because they've been moving with time. We do something, we talk about something. I wouldn't tell you that I have a bad business. This is mad. This is mad. So, in the city, we manage our resources to go to our life. We have to clean the 24 hours. The police station won't get into the country. But we can only do that if we are managing our resources. In Kwakwetu, I'm a text on the mother's patanais in Ara. Who be right is coming in Kwakune, right? I want to know what is my mother's patanais, the Serena Jan. That is what we want.
Yeah, what are the Kulma and Jalo Baba Kamaram? There was Kaban to Abala Mali. In Mabantuangala Mali, Abula Mali, in Ganaku Kuluman and Jalo, now cancel. Now Kangalas will have a balance where it is Mangalisa is a man. It was Jalo. So, we would tell the Kulma and digital era, it was Jalo.
They are still paying. Abanye bana payment plan abale zikwereti. They are paying something towards their arrears. But in the corner, those few resources ezingenayo anjo. Abantu ababona kumele bebone ukuthi imali zabo zisebenza njani. Ngizakufanisela last year izinara ithethe from Kobulawayo ngapha 200 million ehambile izinara imali imthelo esiyibhadalayo ezimota. Kodwa we only got 200,000 back from Zinara. Iyalungisa njani umgwaqo? Ikilometer kuphela i1 kilometer ukulungisa umgwaqo. You need one million. But they collected 200 million and they only returned 200,000. You can't even 200 meters. Umgwaqo 100 meters. So what I'm saying is we want to manage our own resources. Bengabele kubesitela manga besithi devolution befuna ukuvotelwa. I devolution ngeyokuthi simanage ama resources yethu lapha kobulawayo. Sisebenzise imali le kobulawayo ukulungisa umgwaqo. Abantu nxa bebhadele anything njengakhona lokhu anto you see they were trying to get even ozinwa ukuthi bebuye bezothatha over amanzi ama-rates things anto ezisenza ukuthi even eHarare benatha amanzi angcolileyo. So into esiyithoyo ngeyokuthi we need to manage our own resources. Imali zethu zingahambi zikhandise eHarare zisethengele ama-shape ama-4x4 abantu bedubeka imali yabo they are hard and ends i-currency umuntu ehambe elayini angale etshonelele ebhenki ethole $30 ebhadale esitikatini ngale omunye umuntu esiyathenga i-4x4 ngemali yakhe.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke.
We want to manage those few resources that are there. We want to manage them. Sisebenzise imali zabantu kuhle. Abantu bebone ukuthi babhadalelani.
Awubona ke. Thank you so much. Sicela ubambe khonapho ke Baba Kambarami. So I think we had him. He was mixing Ndebele and English. So he was very clear on what they want to do. And one of the things is devolution, you know. So he says they need to manage their own resources. If that doesn't happen, they can't develop the city. He put an example of what Zinara collected last year. That is 200 million from roads, you know, and then plowed back only $200,000 for the local kind of infrastructure. So he says that money couldn't even do a kilometer or half a kilometer. So if they manage those resources, they can do something better than what is happening right now.
Yeah. Vashumba manzwangu nyachitaura uyo muri pere.
Ndisoso.
Yeah. Munofungei nezvataurwa navakambarami uyezve mvunzo ndoda kubvunza pane zvamambotaura zviyando kuti chamunoona tichapinduka iko zvino chii? Kana City Council yakanga iripo yanga ichitadza kuita basa pamusoro pokupindira kwaita hurumende namapanto ezvematongero enyika. Chinokupai tarisiro yokuti vacharega kuita zvese izvi chingave chii uyezve nenyaya yehugori yamataurai ichamiswa sei?
Ndinoda kutanga kupindura nyaya yehugori. Kana tichitarisa ku national president Emmerson Mnangagwa wari kutaura izvi rekuti hori hawadi kuti huenderere mberi, wakaisa kumbira ihodzi kuti acting prosecutor general. Saka muguta reHarare nenyaya yekuti tine humbo hwakawanda wehuri, kune mamwe makancellors akange ari kuita hori adzoka zvakare mukanzuru iyi. Asi tinofara kuti kune makancellors 31 matsva adzoka ari kupinda kekutanga. Makancellors ari kupinda kekutanga setsika yatadzidza kuona muguta reHarare. Washandi wekanzuru wanoda zvikuru kunongedzera makanzela matsva nzira dzekutora nadzo mari. Saka tinoziva kuti vamwe vari kuuya wanga vasingaendi kumabasa, wazhinji wavo wakanga vangori maactivisti anongoita zvemusangano. Saka pavari kupinda apa wane shungu yekuti wavewo nemastendi, wane shungu yekuti wawane dzimba dzekugara, wane shungu yekuti waratidzwe nekupinzawo hama dzavo neshamwari dzavo nevanhu vekumapato avo mabasa, city parking nekunzvimbo dziri open spaces idzo vanokwanisa kuti vanoshandisa vamwe vanhu. Saka isu tiri kutarisira kuti apa huori chaiwo kuti hunzi hunopedzwa nemakancellors kana kuti washandi zvichatinetsei kana kuhurumende uko kusina kana kuchinge kuine clarity yekuti huori huri wrong. Zvinoreva kuti maresidents akapa mareports anonymous aidha kuofisi ya prosecutor general, kuministry ya local government kana kumapurisa, pachaitwa chimwe chinhu chinoratidza kuti hurumende iri serious kupedza dambudziko rehuori munyika mose.
Yeah.
Kwete kukanzuru kwega.
Yeah.
Saka ndo chinhu chekutanga ichocho.
Ndomba kubata muromo mbichana ipapo Mr. Shumba. Tiri kudzoka kwamuri zvakare. Mr. Shumba is saying that he's adamant that the issue of corruption was just too deeply rooted and it has to be uprooted completely. And
he didn't say how.
Well, he says there is a silver lining that in the sense that they are having 31 new councillors and they watch them very carefully because some of them might receive bad influence from the old people who have already been in the council. And that also, they also have expectations of their own. They also want stands. They also want this and that. So they might fall into the same trap and lead back into the same old problem of corruption.
I guess we've got a caller. Hello, caller, how are you? Hello? I think maybe he talks to Shona. Try Shona.
Muripa Runare, Muripo.
Yeah, caller, ukona, you know, come on. asizwe ngazana ukhola asimuzwa enxeka afakwa nge studio lapha asimudlwa kuhle ukhona Stole, are you there?
Vastole, muri kutinzwa here?
So let's read some of the messages that are being sent by people. We've got Farai Katsande, who says Harare needs an unconventional type of leadership to promote innovation and city development. The leaders should ensure the basics are being done. The budget should focus on infrastructural development, first restore roads and then water supplies. Let's go to
Stole. Vastole Muripo.
Ndiripo hawa ndee masura semi.
Tasura ya duu masura semi. Tiba tirebo nenya yae.
Anjiti munaona zuhi chika rawa ande. Kese tirukuda kubiriro yeku mmosha ye Zimbabwe. Saka ziriko ka. Ndinaona sekuti kana urumende iyo iri kutaura kuti havasi kuda nezvehuori. Vanofanirwa kuita chinhu chinoratidza kuti vacho vanobatwa vachiita huori. Paitwe action inogona kutaridza nyika. Nekuda kwekuti zvinhu zviviri zvinoda kugadziriswa kumba. Vanhu vabvise pfungwa yekuti tiri vebato iri kana tiri vebato iri because mukazvitarisa kubva kumashure MDC yaichema ichiti itsutsu patangana takabata simba panzvimbo yakati taitadza kuita zvinhu nekuda kwokuti government dzimwe dzenguva yaipindira munyaya kana vakutaura nenhau dzemari saka panoda kubviswa pfungwa chekutanga kuti vanhu vaite zvinhu vachiziva kuti tiri kuita zvinhu kuti nyika ibudirire zvisinei nemapato then vanhu voita zvinhu vachiziva kuti zvatiri kuita izvi tiri kusenza pamwe chete kuti tiribudiririse Zimbabwe then votanga kurwa nenyaya dzehuori zvine sirias yekuti vanhu vanogona kunzwisisa nokuona kuti uyu akaita huori akasangana nechakati mationa ndopfungwa dzangu idzo dzameno kuti munopaonawo sei
aiwa tinotonza kwamuri imimi zvamataura izvi munofunga kuti zvingakwanisiwa nenzira ipi mutorai yakaita sezvamatanga kutaura zvekumisa uroi samungada kuona chichiitwa panyaya yezvekumisa zvouori ndechipi
sekutanga kune vanhu vatinotonyatsoziva vanogona vakambonge vabudiso kana panyaya kana pamapepanhau avakanga vachibuda zvinonyatsozivikanwa kuti nhingi ane nhau yakati akaita dzisina kwadzakaperera kwatakazoona nyaya idzodzo ndochekutanga ngatitore yekutanga mazuva muna November tine maministers atakanzwa kuti vakawanika vaine dzimari zhinji dziri mumba dzakavharirwa dzakaoneka nemunhu wese kana pamadande mutande zvikabuda but izvezvizvi tikada kuzvitora titi allright chii chakaitwa kune munhu akafanana naye atinopasinenge zvatinogona kuteerera kana kubuda nacho takabata kuti ichi ndo chiripo muri kuzviona saka ndo chekutanga izvo dzinozivikanwa nhau ngadziteererwe dzibudiswe pachena dzekerere kuti munhu wese agone kuona kuti allright uori zvahuri kunzi hwakaipa uyu akahuita akasangana nechakati ndokuti vasiri kuhuita vatyewo nekuti mukazvitarisa izvezvizvi vacho vazhinji tombotora hedu example vari kufarira utongi huripo izvezvizvi munononave chavari kuita nacho mari zvinenge zvisina hujekerere zvimwe zvacho zvinosanganisira uori ofuiti kana zvakadaro vanowana chavanowana pane zvavari kuita izvo vashoma ruzhinji runonga ruchitambura saka hurumende inofanirwa kureresa pakurwisana neuroi hurumende inofanira kureresa pakuti kana maelections apera mind yekambeni ngaichibuda mupfungwa dzevanhu vahwina pakuti vave vatungamiriri padzinzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana ngavasapotwe zvakafanana wedza ndewe kana kati anoda mari yekuita chakati ngavaregedze kuva needivision yekuti pamwe mari haiende kwari kuti vasabhotege kuti next time pavanonga vakuita maelections konzi havana onai vakatungamirira Johnson Pickens akati yanga akabatwa ne MVC kati yanga akabatwa ne Zanu Ndonga kana yanga akabatwa ne chi havana chavakaita
haya
so ita kushandira pamwe ndokuti nyika yatakiti
haya tinotenda zvikuru vasitole Mr. Stoleza Diamond also that you know, for all these things to change, the government itself has to show a willingness to make a change, especially to make a move against corruption. He is wondering why a lot of people who were identified as being corrupt or who were involved in what he calls corruption, and they were, we read about them in the newspapers, we saw some of them being arrested, but the whole issue just fell quiet. So he's saying, unless we start punishing people who are involved in corruption, as you know, if unless we start punishing them to show them, to show the people that corruption is not going to be tolerated, we are not going to go anywhere.
So, Baba, kabarami ukona kwan. Yes, I wanna uti kona poke go bulawayo. Ukona kada sivuzwa ekotini lafana kutoa makona wafumbatiswayo. Ngama kansela atize. Akupigisa amakansela ngona ati hayi konoko ngabantu basiqambela manga kodwa nxa sikangela ke siya phambili sephambili lapha lizayenzana ukuthi kungabe lokufumbathisa
ocakathekileyo ukuthi ama processes ungasenza ama processes ngananzelela ukuthi ama processes especially if we talk about into the procurement we papers go from office to office and there are delays omunye egcina amapepa eofisini yakhe to process then we maybe tender kolokana kuyayenza ukuthi kugcine kuinfluence abantu ukuthi ebona ngathi kumbe umuntu se expect something sebe siyadizwa ema ofisini but what I see is very important is ukuthi nxa kungaba le anything maybe njenga ngikufanisele nge project example ifakile egodini if there is anything like that kumele kube le process where everyone is there, the councillors are there, the directors are there, and all stakeholders. Kuyenziwe i-adjudication, iyenziwe umuntu onke khona. There is a criteria in choosing the best bidder or the best supplier for any services. So that process should be done when everyone is there. Liyakufaka konke laphana likhangele ukuthi lo are they meeting the procurement rules, are they meeting? Do they have all the documents that are required to what to be a supplier? Are they in the suppliers list and all those things? The criteria is changed to ayo nga kuketwa umuntu kumbe ukhethe company ukuthi iyo ezathatha itender lokulo lokuyenza umsebenzi lo one kumele i process yana yenze umuntu onke khona kungabi lama delays zona lawa iwacine esenza ukuthi umuntu ecele cabanga lengqondo ukuthi edize umuntu that kind of thing. So what is important is that I think kuba nzima ukuthi kube labantu abangu 20 besenza iprocess yokukhetha usupplier kumbe service provider. Kube le influence ukuthi umuntu sengadiza abantu abangu 30. It's not easy. So what is important is that akumelanga sihlalele umsebenzi. We should do away with this system inelane ukuthi kuthiwa uzamelela 6 months uzamelela reply every Harare. If there is anything that has to be done, just we can sit together, make a decision. We have all the requirements. If the suppliers meet the requirements and is the lowest bidder, whatever criteria you're using, they should be awarded that tender without ukubhotelana kusokuba nama backdoor. So I think ukuqakathekile khona kuyani ukuthi singabi lama delays, unnecessary delays, njengawona lawa ama-stands. Or there is an opportunity, you see our residents, they have the capacity to buy stands and build. And you saw there was a stampede esitho labantu babegcwele laphana bele izimali zabo befuna ukwenzani befuna ukuthenga amastendi kodwa the whole process abantu they are frustrated abanye balama form sebelinde 10-15 years and you don't see the reason why they are not getting those things imali yabo banayo which means they have the money to build imali abayibhadalayo is the same money that is used to service those things.
Thank you.
Phezu kwamaphepha senisenza ama delaying tactics. You are actually trying to get these people to come and pay bribe. Ukwenzela ukuthi ngizakulungisela that kind of thing.
Yeah,
so we want to make sure ukuthi ama processes yethu wonke lento zonke siyabe sizenza, we do those things on time. Kungabi lesikhathi sokuthi umuntu efila ngathi sokumele edize omunye umuntu imali.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke baba khonapho ke Kambaram. All what he's saying is, you know, this process of the tender system in Zimbabwe is fraught with irregularities. He says if the tender is floated, it takes some time before people get some responses. and the responses come from Harare. So he says, why not do it locally? So he says, if ever they do it as Bulawayo councillors, that can work out very well. So he's really crying over that issue. Maybe Mr. Precious Shumba may respond to some of these things.
Vashumba, Muripo. Precious Shumba, Muripo.
I think maybe his line has got a problem. Yeah. So we've got John Oswald Makombe, who says the idea of parties vetting potential mayors is very good. The mayoral post is not for illiterate people. We need people who are financially and administratively literate, regardless of tribe. There is no town or city in Zimbabwe where there is one tribe only. Office bearers should be chosen on merit, as long as they are in the locality of that particular local authority. So there you are. So this person is talking maybe against the background of what happened in Bulawayo.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Where some people are very angry over what is going on there.
Mm.
Then Frank Mangete says, Uma ukansela ko Bulawayo emele indawo, kumele akhulume ulimi lolo angani ufisa ukukhuluma. Kumbe, ube bhala njalo. So kodwa ke yena ubona ngazani kumele umuntu akhulume i-local language, which means akhulume kuzwisiswa ngabantu. Then kuzobuya ke uDube Bongani uthi salibonani, yesa kubingelela lathi mfowethu. So lo Ruben Ndlovu uthi lami ngikhona. Ruben, phosele inamba yakho uthi sixoxe lawe mnumzana. So maybe you can go back to Kambarami and then we talk to him more.
Kambarami, muri kundinzwa?
Yebo, ndiri kukunzwa.
Yeah. Pane umwe atataura naye a few minutes ago, Vastole, vanga vachiti ivo, you know, panofanira kuvavo nechinguva chokuti vanhu vadzidziswe kukoshesa basa ravanoita rokuseva rokuitira nyika basa ravanenge vachiita, vachiitira kuti izvi kuda pamwe izvi zvingava pavo pfungwa dzokurega kuita zvouori. Batara zvine nyaya yekusungisa nokuendesa kumatare dzimhosva vanhu vanenge vanzi vapomerwa nyaya kuita dzouori. Inini munofunga kuti zvinokwanisika here kana takatarisa zvanga zvichiitika mumacity council nomuhurumende makore iwaya mashomani anapfuura kusvika patiriko zvinezvi? Munoona sekuti hurumende ingakwanisa kuita zvinhu zvakati saizvozvo?
Ipapo, what I can say is, number one, we have a problem in our judiciary system in Zimbabwe, where we have some people who are above the law. I think, you know, if we in other countries, the South Africa, you know, even the president himself, he can be sued. I think you saw all those stories that we had, like in South Africa, Jacob Zuma, even Malema and all those things, they had their scandals and they went through the same process. What is important is that we should have the judiciary system esebenza kuhle. Engaseviyo abantu ngama political party the mihlobo. Because konokena kuqakathekile, that is why you see someone goes and steals money or receives money. Like I'll give you another example. The example of Wishnell, he received the money for that solar project, and he was buying gold chains and the girls going to Dubai for holiday and all those things. Anjo, engayenzanga lutho engafakanga into the solar liwane elilayithi ilo street light eliwane, that kind of thing. But after receiving his money zonezana ethembe ukuthi yena ulabantu abamprotectayo. And the requirement is that we have to. So what is important in the Ukala is that the judiciary system is equal right. The law should take its course. But as we have to pass one page, So Konokana vele wrong. We cannot run our country like that. That is the reason why we're also not getting investors from other countries. Investor made well in it is the 5 million.
sikwazi ukuthi engaze lihambise court akula into azayenza uzaluza ikhesi liyana. That is the reason why, because they know, they consider all those things. The investor uyakukhangela konke khonokuyana ukuthi abantu labo i-judiciary system yabo isebenza njani. So konke khonokuyana aku-affect kuphela i-corruption. Iya-affecta futhi lama investors, because no one would want to be associated with a country that has no, that has people who are above the law.
Thank you so much.
Hello?
Yeah, thank you so much. Sizakubamba umlomo. Sithathe ikhola. Siyabuya kuwe ngesikhaphe kaphi. Let's take a caller now.
Yeah. John Bonda, Muripo, Reparnare.
Reparnare, Magadni Zinuva, one day.
Ripa Angu, Kurwang, Timatri, when any AI. Munoz, what I say?
Yes, the one of the reasons, Nore Mazikuru, Kutampira, move, and that this is a good activity, a battery, and this is South Africa.
She knows a good chinoneta kuti musatambira chii
chine kuri kuti hurumende yedu aisai chinoti iripo asi zvigozvero zviri kuitika munyika zvatikuona zvinhu zviri kuti masamba matatetande kuvharwa kwemadheuta tikuvharwa kwemamaini kwakuti zvishungurudza nekuti rwadza kuti kuti ngatitorera masemunyika musama investment
saka munoona sokuti nyaya dzouori hadzigoni kugadziriswa.
Corruption apana panga kwansa kupera kana yetapi hazviiti kuti titore mosquito kana titore gondo kuti ndorinda nzungu mukati medura, because already varipo vacho hutungamiri hune huori hwakazarisa hukurusa huori hwacho, saka hazvitape kuti vapedze huori ntauri mukati menyika yedu nekuti vane huori hwakatozara. Corruption yakatozara pazvaro,
saka zvoitwa sei nhaye vabonda.
Kuzibheka benegudai kuri kuti vanga vachigona kuti vakwanise kubvisa ivo utungamiri hwacho huripo, nekuti already utungamiri hwavo huripo totoona ti saka tikungofamba tangadini famba mamaedza shure kwezi chero ukatarira utungamiri huripo hauna chaunokwanisa kuita. One huri kutsenda mari uchitedza mari mukati menyika uchipa kumatimpi dzimotari vachipa mamadzinamingamakansela avo dzimotikari maoveterian dzimotikari
nae vabonda. Ko vatungamiri varipo handiti vakasarudzwa navanhu iko zvino zvinoizvi? Handiti chakubva musarudzo vanhu vakasarudza taura henyu
chiripo pachokwadi chaichoti utungamiri huripo hauna kusarudzwa asi hwakazvisarudza nemhaka yekuti hwakazviisa nechisimba chahusingafaniri.
Mazita yabonda, Mr. Bonda, you say that we, to get rid of corruption, we must get rid of the present government. he wants the present government to be removed so that we start afresh with people who respect the need to get rid of corruption.
We can't say a lot if it is done democratically. Well, it's the will of the people.
Yes, that's his view. Maybe it's just, that a lot of people feel that change is going to be slow in coming since we are, we have the same people who have always been in government. Maybe that's where this skepticism is coming from.
Before going to Shumba, there's Thompson Ngamlilo who sent a message.
Right.
So his message reads as follows. Melting pot cities like Harare and Bulawayo are home to many tribes and races. Therefore, election of mayors must be about best interests of the respective city than narrow, sterile, tribal misconceptions. And then we've got Mr. Pamela Kumalo who writes, it was a big mistake for the councillor to speak in a language that is not local. So he says it is never wise to be a leader of a people who feel you are an outsider. If we are to be honest, anyone wants to be a leader in a particular area must learn the local language. That is how you show your love for the people who actually voted you and you are leading them. I think these are some of the messages that we are getting, Mr. Wande. So most probably we can now
that,
go over.
That is a topic of its own because it touches on a lot of other things, and it also has repercussions on a variety of things. I'm inclined to go with the was it Mlilo? The first message you read. I'm inclined to agree with him more. about the melting pot kind of metropolitan.
But this other one too is saying you must learn the local language.
Yeah. But
how do you meet people when you are not conversant?
That is quite understandable. Mm. But even if we look at a president, does the president have to speak all the languages of the country?
Maybe that's another argument for another day.
That is not really a must. But on a local level, such as we are talking about, like if you are a councillor, there is, of course, you know, a problem. If you cannot speak the local language.
Let's get Mr. Shumba on this one. Mr. Shumba, there are some people who are saying that if you are a councillor, you need to learn the local language. You need to know the local language. If you don't know the local language, he says, that's a big mistake. What's your take on that?
There is cultural hybridization throughout where people have mixed up from across the country, from even foreigners have come in. They have become part of us and they've been assimilated into our community structures. Mm-hmm. For example, if you go to Mbare Msika, there are a lot of people from East and West Africa. They are running businesses there. But when you are looking at probably, let's talk about my hometown, Rusape.
Mm-hmm.
The Mawungwes, who are largely Shona, they are there. They would really know who they want. We have a lot of people who have moved from such areas as Gokwe, as Mashingo, and as far as Ngai, who have relocated to Seto in some parts of those communities, and they are speaking both their the Ndebele, and they also speak Shona. But what matters most is that you can, when people have chosen you to be their counselor, there are different people you are representing, and there is no one singular culture that is dominant, unless if people are very specific to assume that everyone who lives in Rusape is Shona or is a Maungwe, when that is not correct, because people are speaking different languages within that area. And by getting elected as probably a Shona in an area like Bulawayo, it means that the local ward people had confidence in the party this councillor represented. And so they did not look at the person's cultural background or language, but they looked at their party. That is the tragedy of how we have been electing our councillors. We have been electing them based on our love for a political party instead of our love and appreciation of the individual's competencies and capacities. So they now discover that they have elected someone who speaks a language that they probably do not want to associate with. But the reality is that there has been a mixture of cultures among people. We have everyone spread across. You don't get to a community where there are pure, like in Ndebeles, they are pure, like Shonas. People have mixed up. So
Thank you so much. Must not
really limit us, because we are all Zimbabweans. I don't mind being represented by someone who speaks Ndebele in Rusape, because I think we have nearly three people who are not necessarily Manikas who have been elected there.
Mm-hmm.
And they are representing the people, and they are Zimbabweans. They have a right to be elected into office irrespective of their geographical location or background, because we are all in Zimbabwe. These are not foreigners.
Thank you, Mr. Shumba. Yes. Thank you so much. We'll come back to you shortly. Let's take a caller. We've got to Mike Slobo. Slobo, kunjani? Baba Slobo, sabona? Hello, Mr. Slobo, how are you?
Siyazwana.
Yes, ngikuzwa kathi simnumzana, unjani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila baba Dube.
Yeah, phosela lakho baba. Eh, ubona njani udaba lolamhlanje amakansela?
Yeah. Yeah, ngiyalizwa indaba yenu elixoxa ngayo kakhulu. Le nto yazi ukuthi indaba ebaluleke kakhulu.
Mm.
Ngoba as it is right now, uyabona mina ngihlala eGwanda, ne?
Mm.
Ngihlala eGwanda kanjalo, nginomalume ophethwe yi-asthma.
Mm.
Mangifika ekhaya ngikhambisa umalume esibhedlela, only to got someone like, I think that person, she was somewhere like 25 years, if not 24, around there.
Mm.
The person, she's talking to me with Shona, but she's replying to me with andikuzwi. But why can't you just speak English if ever you can't hear me? But you are responding, ufuna ukuzwa ukuthi nomuntu uphethwe yini with your own language. Why if you are forgetting ukuthi okay fine, labantu ngamandebele, why don't you just suggest ukuthi okay fine? Since mina I can't understand isindebele, let me just use another alternative ezobangcono ukuthi labantu laba sikwazi ukucommunicate kahle, you understand? Lo muntu yena ubona kungcono ukuthi yena asebenzise eyakhe language kundawo ayazikhona ukuthi labantu laba ende wesikhathi usesibhedlela, that person ogula can't even express ngendlela yabe ufuna ukuzi-expressa, afuna ukuzi-expressa ngakhona ngelanguage engasiyakhe, you understand? Of which I don't think bona they can tolerate us masingaya endaweni zabo sifike sibatreate ngendlela bona abafuna ukusitreata ngakhona kwezethu indawo, you understand? As much as it is, i-counselor umuntu ofanele asebenze nabantu baba Dube. Umuntu ofanele a-understand izidingo zabantu insuku zonke, abantu babekwazi ukucommunicate naye ngendlela elula. Hayi ukuthi uzoletha umuntu okuyukuthi sinabantu abadala abangeke bakwazi ukukhuluma isikhiwa, abangeke bakwazi ukukhuluma mhlawumbe yona leyo language i-council eyikhulumayo. Okuyukuthi kungaba ngcono ukuthi abantu abadala babengasebenzisa ini isindebele sabo, because le ndawo yindawo yabo, bekwazi ukuchazela i-councilor yabo ukuthi okay, as i-councilor yethu umuntu ofanele usisebenzele sikuthume every day. I-problem esilawo namhlanje sivuke singelagesi, bayalofela. But yena ukuthi abonise abantu ngasendaweni ukuthi okay, thina mina vele ngiyathetha umsoko, ma uzothi wena ufuna ukufungiswa ngelanguage esoko, it shows ukuthi lowo muntu lona u-racist yena ngokwakhe, you understand? So uzosebenza njani nabantu e-racist?
Hayi, sesikuzwile, sibili sihlobo, sibonge kakhulu sihlobo sakho.
Alright, ngiyabonga babo.
Yes, so his point was, you know, people need to speak local languages. He says there's a case in which he went to a hospital and didn't understand Shona, and somebody insisted in talking Shona. So maybe the way forward from Kamarami in some of these issues, as a counselor, what can they do really to sort out this problem? Maybe we can pose that question.
Mr. Kamarami, in short, how do you think this problem should be handled? Just briefly.
Engibonayo ukuthi mina ngobulawayo singathi siba le problem enkulu, ayisikho okokuthi kumbe umuntu enxenye kakwazi ukukhuluma isindebele kuphela. Of course ngiyakwazi ukuthi bakhona abangabe bengekho fluent ekukhulumeni isindebele, but okunye sokungokukhethana ngezindimi, ngoba ukhangela like ngiza kufanisela njengami mina. Ngazalelwe phela ndaba, ngakhulela elobhengula khona phana, and anzake I've lived all my life lapha koBulawayo. Amabhizinisi ami akhonapha koBulawayo, ngafunda khonapha, into zami zonke lezizovu zami zikhona lapha. Nje angikwazi, I don't know any other province, and ngahamba kwamanye ama-province bayangizwa lesihlobo ukuthi isishona nxa ngisikhuluma isho bayasiza isishona sami ukuthi silethone isindebele phakathi, understand? But okunye ngokuthi vele ama-fights angikhona ngawayesayibhala izimi lokuyana ukuthi abantu bemthwakazi, let me be more specific, abantu bemthwakazi babuya bele agenda esitholu ngilanga sigcotshwa behlabela phandle besithi namhlanje kushonile ingenayo, you understand? And they came in bezobamba bafika bachaya ukhansela ngempama ehlezi kuma-chambers, that kind of thing. So into zona ziyana, iBulawayo is a metropolitan city, it's not like any other, it's not like any other province. Kulabo zishabane also, they are part of this local zone. Kumele abantu bekukhangele konke khona, kana kodwa khona nje uqakathekile lakho ukuthi vele ukhansela nxa elapha efunde isihlobo salapho
kwenzekuzwile kakhulu kambarami ngokuthi isikhathi sethu yiso sesidliwe ngumangoyi. Sibonge kakhulu.
Then
no, sesile problem yesikhathi baba. We have to uvala kancane. So, thank you so much for those that joined us tonight. on Studio 7 Live Talk. We also wish to say thank you to our guests, Mr. Kambarami Dinashe and Mr. Precious Chumba. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Janano Kawande. Until we get together again next time with another interesting topic, please take care and good night.